This is Grace Lynn Keller with the Becker's Private Equity and Business Podcast, and I'm with Rick Kess this morning. Rick, thank you so much for joining us. If you wouldn't mind giving a moment to introduce yourself, and then if we could discuss what are some of the key issues you're watching in private equity currently.
Yeah, sure. I'm Rick Kess. I'm a partner at RSM. RSM is one of the leading firms providing services to particularly the middle market, and many of our clients are either private equity funds themselves or portfolio companies that private equity funds own. So we spend a lot of time tracking and monitoring all things related to private equity kind of across the board. And, you know, if you said, you know, what are you watching? I mean, I think, you know, in some respects, you know, we've been kind of talking about similar topics for a long time now, you know, rising interest rates, challenging labor environment, and inflation. And I'd say the other thing, you know, that we're coming up on now is obviously the November elections. And then if, you know, you have multinational companies, you're seeing what's going on, you know, in the UK and otherwhere in other places. So just the political landscape obviously, you know, creates, you know, some additional, you know, noise in the system, if you will. And all of that to be said, you know, inflation and political uncertainty and things of that nature are probably the biggest things that from our perspective is, you know, what that does to consumer sentiment and, you know, consumers driving so much of the U.S. economy, consumer spending being such a big part of why we've had growth over the last few years. And, you know, anytime you add uncertainty into the mix, consumer sentiment sometimes diminishes some, and then you see a potentially a pullback in consumer spending. And, you know, private equity invests a lot of money in consumer products and industrial products and other things that are driven largely on consumer spending. I particularly spend probably the most amount of my time focused on the healthcare sector. And so many people have always thought healthcare is a little insulated from any sort of, you know, kind of recessionary issues. You know, demand seems to be relatively consistent through a recessionary time, as it does in growth periods in healthcare historically. The only differential, I would say, that, you know, we continue to watch in particular in healthcare and private equity businesses is a lot of private equity business is it, where private equity was most interested in is where there was at least some insulation of government pay, so consumer pay, you know, or consumer, potentially consumer-driven plans. So I'd say that's another area where, you know, things where, you know, consumers have to pay a lot of money out of their own pocket in healthcare are things like dermatology, sometimes orthopedics, ophthalmology, some other areas where, you know, they're either elective surgeries are more common or, you know, consumers are having high deductible plans and having to pay money out of their own pocket. Anytime where we're actually asking consumers to spend their own money in healthcare versus potentially, you know, a Medicare or Medicaid plan or, you know, an insurance plan, those are areas where consumer sentiment will drive, again, overall growth. So there are areas in healthcare that are a little less recessionary proof, if you will. And I think those are areas where, you know, we continue to watch with our clients, you know, what kind of consumers sentiment will do as it relates to their potential future growth. So I'd say those, you know, kind of in a nutshell are the main issues, and maybe a little bit more time today on the consumer sentiment spot than labor or interest rates, which we've talked about many, many times before. So I think that's kind of a, you know, a little bit of a little further take on our perspective around consumer sentiment.
Wonderful. Well, Rick, thank you so much for that commentary and your wisdom in this area. And thank you for joining me on the Becker's Private Equity and Business Podcast.
Of course. No problem. Thanks for having me.